Hello, everyone. I'm Terry Barr, your host of Pennywise Podcast. And today we have a very interesting, quickly growing topic. It's about buy now, pay later. And we're learning from this new survey, 37% of Americans used one of these buy now, pay later services in just the last couple of months. Joining us to talk about this and explain all the details, thank goodness, Annie Millerburn. And Annie is an expert on personal loans, and she is with NerdWallet. Thanks so much, Annie, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this buy now, pay later idea. Wow. On the surface, it sounds incredible. What is it about buy now, pay later that is really getting people's attention and making people almost want to use this right now?
Well, buy now, pay later, if you think about the offer that's being made to you. So when you're online shopping and you go to checkout, you'll see this offer that's usually interest-free, and it says, you know, split up your purchase into usually four biweekly payments. So you'll see that, you know, $200 shopping cart go down to $50, and that's a really enticing offer. You know, how often do you come upon, you know, an interest-free loan to buy something that you want?
That is so true. Okay, so that grabs you right away. How does this actually work?
So when you choose a buy now, pay later option, the most common way that it will work is you'll make an account with that company, with the buy now, pay later company, and you'll go check out and you'll make your first payment, which is going to be a quarter of the total amount today. And that item will ship to you. And then you'll make the rest of the payments often in biweekly increments. And oftentimes the item that you bought will actually arrive before you're even done paying for it.
Ah. Okay. It still feels easy. So from here, does it feel with a buy now, pay later that this is then an opportunity to splurge a little more? Is that a good thing?
You know, if you can afford it, it could be an opportunity to splurge. If you wanted to maybe go buy a little extra, buy something that normally you wouldn't want to pay for, you wouldn't want to see that total come out of your checking account today. You know, this could be an opportunity to do that. But you know, for some people, the kind of risk is that it could lead to overspending. So you see that number come down to a quarter of its size and you think, gosh, I can, you know, go add a little bit more for myself. And that's sort of the risk, is that you end up setting up much larger bill payments for yourself after today.
And you got to pay. I mean, it's not like you can just walk away and think, oh, well, you know, I made that first payment, now I'm all good. It's broken into four payments for a reason. My goodness. Right. What about the terms and conditions? If you are buying something online, a lot of times people are in a hurry and they may not read all the conditions that go with it. But, you know, again, those terms, when we're talking about buy now, pay later in four installments or whatever, gee, that sounds pretty straightforward and easy.
Yeah. And gosh, you know, you're trying to get out, you're trying to check out, and you just want your item. You just want to get going with your day. It can be difficult to see the terms and conditions, you know, the hyperlink down there and click on it. And, you know, the terms and conditions with a lot of buy now, pay later companies can be pretty dense. So it is difficult to get through them, and it is difficult to digest all the information that you're looking for. NerdWallet has reviewed a lot of buy now, pay later companies, and we've pulled out some of that information, like fees and interest and, you know, how the repayment structure works for each company. But it is important, however, if you find a reputable source that you trust that's reviewed it, or if you read the terms and conditions yourself, it's just important to know what you're getting into, because as much as you want to just get in and get out, you could be getting yourself into some trouble in the long run.
And you mentioned different companies. So there are different companies now doing this, and it sounds like they don't all do it the same way.
Yeah. So when you go to check out, there could be, you know, two, three companies vying for your attention, trying to get you to use their version of buy now, pay later. And no two companies work exactly the same. Some of them charge interest. Some of them have different fees. Some of them have different repayment structure options. So it's important to, you know, really be discerning about which one you choose and know why you pick the one you pick if you have options.
Yeah, no kidding. What about, you know, having the time to pay it off? Does that just make people feel better about doing something like this? But then I think on the flip side, you better pay it off, right?
Yeah. Well, if you don't pay it off, you do risk a late fee. And the late fee can be, you know, it's usually a few dollars, less than $10. But if you think about it, like an $8 fee on a $100 purchase, is that's a pretty steep fee for, you know, objectively a small loan. So it is important to kind of make that a line item in your budget when you go to check out. You know, just keep in mind whether you set up auto pay, just keep in mind that money is coming out, or if you don't want to, you know, give up control of your kind of finances like that, then just remember to make those payments on time, because the risk is really a late fee and also, you know, missing your other payments toward your other bills if you're not expecting that money to come out.
Do you know, how are the four payments typically set up? Every week, every other week? Is there a good substantial amount of time to pay?
You know, they're set up bi-weekly. So if you get paid on a traditional bi-weekly cadence, it might be something you can work into your paycheck, but you also might want to check out strategically around payday. If there's a certain time of month that your bills come that you don't necessarily want to have to make an extra bill payment at that time. So pretty reliably, they offer a bi-weekly repayment structure, and that you can use that to your benefit if you want to kind of make it work better with your finances.
Wow. There's some thought that has to go into deciding to use this. And another thing I want to ask you about is building your credit. This doesn't necessarily help you build credit, does it?
No. And the recent NerdWallet survey found that 1 in 4, roughly, people who use Buy Now, Pay Later think that it will build their credit. So they use it for that purpose. And for the most part, the general rule is Buy Now, Pay Later companies do not report on-time payments to credit bureaus, which is what helps you build your credit. And on the flip side of that, some companies may report if you miss a payment to a credit bureau, which could actually hurt your credit. So you don't usually leave a Buy Now, Pay Later product with, you know, any benefits from a credit perspective.
Oh, that's a bummer. Are there other ways if maybe somebody's considering this, but is also thinking, well, what else could I do? And I really am focused on building my credit. What could they do instead?
Yeah, you can check your credit report for free on annualcreditreport.com. That's always an option just to see what's going on in there. But if you are going to use a Buy Now, Pay Later loan to pay for something that maybe you can't normally afford, and maybe it's because, you know, there's no real credit barriers with Buy Now, Pay Later, and so they're not looking for a minimum credit score, and maybe you have a thin credit file, maybe you have a lower credit score, and a credit card isn't really an option for you, I would say if you're going to use Buy Now, Pay Later, then on the other side, try to find a way to build your credit. And some options would be to take out a secured credit card, to add yourself to somebody else's credit card, to get a credit builder loan. You could even maybe get your rent payments reported to the credit bureaus if you're making those on time. So look into your options for credit building, because even if you're using Buy Now, Pay Later on a one-time basis, super responsibly for your budget, if credit is still something that you want to work on, then that is something that you can do for yourself.
That's great. Okay. And I have to ask you, have you tried any of the Buy Now, Pay Later services? And what did you think?
I have tried a Buy Now, Pay Later service. I ordered a pretty unfortunate pair of jeans. They weren't for me. I tried it out just to see what it was like, and it was fine. It didn't hurt my credit. I really knew how I was going to make those payments. I made a plan to make them on time. Tried the jeans on, had to return those, but I probably wouldn't use Buy Now, Pay Later again, even though it went fine, just because, you know, it didn't give me any rewards. It didn't really help my credit to use it. I just didn't really feel like I got anything out of it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, experience is a great thing to share with others still pondering if they do want to try this out. It is still considered debt, though. And, you know, we're talking about trying to build credit, but in the end, Buy Now, Pay Later is still considered a form of debt.
Absolutely. And it's important to think of it that way. You know, even though there's not this long application piece, there's not, you're not waiting for a credit card to come in the mail. You're not having to jump through any real hoops to get a Buy Now, Pay Later loan.
Right.
It is still debt. You are still setting up bill payments for yourself down the line, and you still should make a plan like you would with any other debt to repay those, to make those payments on time.
Okay. what should people think about? What would you say is the bottom line to this whole thing?
You know, the bottom line is buy now, pay later is a fine way to pay for things. It's okay to use, you know, one at a time or, you know, on an occasional basis when you want to buy something that's a little bit outside of your budget that you can work into your finances. It's just important to understand the benefits and drawbacks of it, to understand how to best use it and how it'll change your finances. And if you can plan for all of that, then I think you'll be fine if you use buy now, pay later.
Okay. Wow. Anything else that you need people to think about? We covered a lot with this buy now, pay later, especially knowing it's become such a big thing for holiday shoppers. So you even mentioned going to a mall and seeing signs for it. So this isn't going to go away anytime soon, is it?
No, it's definitely not. And, you know, it is getting used pretty heavily these days for online shopping and, you know, possibly someday for in-person shopping. I think it's just important to understand as new things like this come up to do your research and understand how does it fit into your financial picture, if at all. And then you can kind of decide if you want to use it or not.
Great. Oh my gosh. Annie Millerbrand is the expert with personal loans. And she is with NerdWallet. And thank you because you also help us get through all of these topics. And we are so appreciative. Buy now, pay later, talking with Annie about that. Thanks so much, Annie.
Thank you.
All right. You can find all of our Pennywise podcasts wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And of course, we have a complete archive now, everything from holiday shopping to any kinds of loans you might be talking about. And again, we've got this one new for you, buy now, pay later. Thanks for joining us for another Pennywise podcast. I'm Terry Barr.